This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that employment fairs have been a medium for fulfilling the dreams of the youth of the country. The Prime Minister said this in a video message at the 17th National Rozgar Mela in New Delhi. During the event, appointment letters were distributed to more than 51,000 newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations under the Rozgar Mela initiative. Mr. Modi said through this employment fairs alone, more than 11 lakh appointment letters have been given to young people since the initiative began in October 2022. The Prime Minister also launched the Vikshit Bharat Yojana in the country, which aims to provide jobs to 3.5 crore youth. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the Army Commanders Conference in Jaisalmer, Rajasthan today. The Army Commanders Conference is a high-level institutional forum for the Army's senior leadership to assess the security situation, deliberate on operational priorities, and make key policy decisions. Accompanied by Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Mr. Singh reviewed the current security scenario and explored strategies to enhance the Indian Army's operational capabilities. During the conference, the Defence Minister launched Naman Kendra Senik Yatri Mitra app and Upkaran Helpline app aimed at supporting soldiers and their families. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that a simplified GST registration scheme will come into effect from 1st of next month. Inaugurating the new CGST Bhavan at Ghaziabad today, the minister said automatic registration will be granted within 3 working days to those applicants whose monthly output tax liability does not exceed 2,50,000 crore. She said this reform is expected to benefit nearly 96% of new applicants. The minister added GST Seva Kendras will be well-staffed, accessible and properly maintained, ensuring that taxpayers receive timely and quality assistance. She informed that the GST Council has approved measures to simplify the GST registration process, making it easier, seamless and more transparent. Chief Minister Pema Khandu concluded his official visit to Japan today. In a social media post, Khandu informed that he had a fruitful winding up interaction with President of Sasakawa Peace Foundation, Dr. Atsushi Tsunami, and senior members of SPF headquarters. During the interaction, key takeaways and a future roadmap for deeper engagement with Japan across various sectors were discussed. In the meantime, the CM has extended his appreciation to SPF for facilitating multiple meetings with policymakers, academia, journalists, and business leaders, all of whom which were immensely productive. Deputy Chief Minister Chauhan Man today flagged off the Walong Cycling Expedition, commemorating the 63rd Walong Day from the premises of the Golden Pagoda in Namsai. While paying solemn tribute to the brave martyrs who made the supreme sacrifice defending the nation during the 1962 Indo-China War, the DCM said that in the most challenging conditions, our soldiers courageously confronted the Chinese forces, scripting a glorious chapter in our military history. Man also saluted the unparalleled courage and patriotism of the Indian soldiers. The event was organized by the Indian Army in collaboration with the government of Arunachal Pradesh. The cycling expedition saw enthusiastic participation of 100 cyclists, 50 Indian Army personnel and 50 locals, reflecting the deep sense of patriotism and unity. MLA Tawang Namge Shring, along with General Officer Commanding Gajraj Corps Lieutenant General Gambhir Singh, flagged off the Tawang Marathon 3.0 at Tawang Monastery today. While addressing the gathering, Lieutenant General Gambhir lauded the participation and highlighted the importance of such initiatives in promoting fitness, adventure and national integration in the Himalayan frontier. This year's marathon featured 4 categories, 42-kilometer full marathon, 21-kilometer half marathon, 10-kilometer and 5-kilometer runs, offering challenges suited to runners of all levels. A total of more than 6,200 participants, including 1,200 women and girls and 3 international runners from Kenya, took part in the event. To commemorate Infantry Day, Spear Corps under the aegis of the Indian Army in collaboration with Run Monks is organizing the Infantry Adventure Run at Alo in West Siang District, scheduled for 27th October next. The Adventure Run aims to symbolize unity, fitness, adventure and nation building. The Indian Army has hereby urged the public to register themselves and be a part of the Infantry Adventure Run. The Meteorological Center Itanagar has forecast a yellow alert for West Kameng, Kurungkume, West Siang, Upper Subansiri, Shiomi, East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Dibang Valley, Anjao, Changlang, Tirap and Longding District. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.